We also find representations of Saints Peter and Paul by both artists. The works by Gregorio Fernandez originate from the Royal Parish Church of St. Michael and St. Julian in Valladolid. The apostles are depicted standing, clearly holding their respective iconographic attributes in accordance with the Counter-Reformation principles. Thus, St. Peter carries in his right hand the keys entrusted to him by Christ, symbolizing the keys of the kingdom of heaven, while his left hand holds an open book resting on his hip, symbolizing the Holy Scriptures. The head, executed with excellent craftsmanship, is turned to the left, gravely gazing at the book. He is portrayed with a prominent bald spot, curly locks at the lower part of his head, and curls in his beard. Saint Paul, on the other hand, is depicted in a marked contrapposto stance, enhanced by the exaggerated turn required to hold the sword. With his left hand, he firmly holds a semi-open book. His head is turned toward his right shoulder, from which flows a thick beard that cascades to his chest in highly plastic, wavy locks. Montagnese's sculptures come from the main altarpiece of the Church of St. Michael in Jerez de la Frontera, Cádiz. Both apostles are depicted as robust and confident, bearded and barefoot, holding the Gospels and epistles in their left hands and prominently displaying their respective attributes in their right hands. The polychromy was carried out by painter Juan de Castillo, who accompanied the sculptors to Jerez in case they were damaged during transport and needed retouching. Montañez and Fernandez were instrumental in fostering devotion to certain ancient saints who had held little significance previously, such as Saint Joseph, whose veneration saw significant growth during this period. Fernandez's representation of Saint Joseph comes from the convent of the Conception of Carmel, run by the Descalced Carmelite Mothers in Valladolid. The figure of Saint Joseph, as well as that of Jesus, is adorned with wide, flowing garments, with Joseph's being more animated than those of the child. The folds are large and sharply defined. The head of the Virgin spouse features curly hair, with locks falling over his forehead, and his beard is parted into two points, a detail often repeated by Gregorio. The head resembles that of Christ, but without the expression of suffering, agony and death so commonly seen in passion-related works. Instead, Saint Joseph's face exudes serenity and satisfaction. The infant holds a simple cross in his right hand, alluding to Jesus' destiny, while his left hand may originally have held a reference to his father's conventional work as a carpenter. Montañez's depiction of Saint Joseph originates from the Royal Parish of Saint Mary Magdalene in Seville. This Saint Joseph is young and handsome, with physical vigour reflecting moral nobility, a model that became standard in Spanish Baroque art, following the prescriptions of devotional literature. Accordingly, his beard and hair, parted in a Nazarene style, are black, and the robust physique developed through carpentry work is subtly suggested beneath the folds of his garments, presented in an elegant contrapposto rooted in Mannerist tradition. Both figures wear cinched tunics, with Saint Joseph also wearing the customary Hebrew mantle that Francisco Pacheco considered essential for the decorum of saints. They are shod in sandals, a characteristic iconographic detail for images destined for descalced Carmelite convents. In his left hand, Saint Joseph holds the flowering staff, symbolizing purity and chastity. The figure's rich and intricate estofados, decorative painted patterns on carved wood, were renewed in the late 18th century with exuberant vegetal, floral, and rocaille motifs. The cult of angels and archangels, which gained significant strength in the late 16th century in the context of Tridentine devotion, inspired a notable series of representations by both artists, producing some of their most important works. Presiding over this broad category is the monumental depiction of Saint Michael by Gregorio Fernandez, originating from the Collegiate Church of Saint Michael the Archangel in Alfaro, La Rioja. This sculptor exemplifies the heightened Baroque style of Fernandez's later years. The saint wields a lance in his right hand and a shield in his left, creating an open, dynamic composition. He is clad in a tunic, breastplate and cape with intricate broken folds and flowing elements. A sash crosses diagonally over the breastplate, securing the ends of the cape. The movement is further emphasized by the positioning of his bare legs, with the right leg raised to step on the defeated demon at his feet. St. Michael's head is beautifully crafted, with soft features and curly hair that frames his forehead and extends to the back, hallmarks of the late Baroque style. The devil is portrayed as a deformed, repugnant figure, emphasizing the contrast between good, represented by the archangel, and evil, embodied by the grotesque demon, in alignment with Counter-Reformation ideals. It is important to note that the placement of many sculptures at significant heights in altarpieces required artists to use large proportions and exaggerate certain features to ensure the works were visible and impactful from a distance.